Thanks for tuning in to What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick. Glad to be joined by Scotty Robertson making his first appearance.
I know.
At least on What It Is. You know him from our music mix on these airwaves. Today we're talking about the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam, which is coming up at the end of the week. The pre-jam, which is always broadcast live on WNCW on Friday night, and the Christmas Jam proper on Saturday night. Some changes this year. The Christmas Jam scaled back a little bit. It used to be a three-day affair.
I guess we're into a two-day affair in terms of its the daytime portion of the public's involvement, but there's only one evening of public, participation in the Christmas Jam itself. The pre-jam continues to exist, which we're lucky to be able to broadcast yet again this year, and looking forward to a parade of characters across that stage in advance of the Saturday night event. Which is open to anybody who could score a ticket. And I guess this year, the tickets sold out incredibly quickly. And I have to say, I think it's probably because Warren Haynes and his gang have maybe retreated back more into the realm of a jam concept, where there was a lot more interaction going to be taking place on stage, and members of the various units can interact and flow in and out. I know we had a few years there where the Christmas Jam tended to be showcasing a couple of very high-profile artists, and I'm sure that sold a lot of tickets, but I'm not sure that people were feeling that was true to the concept of jam band and all things jammy. Whereas this year, with your headliner of Phil Lesh and Friends, and then Los Lobos and Bela, we're going to see a lot more interaction, and a lot of other names have been added to the list now that could easily move in and out of that stage. So I think it's going to be a more seamless affair, I guess, should we say, with a lot less stop and starts. There were complaints in the past with a lot of set switching and the time involved with getting the other big name acts on and off. And maybe this year, with the interaction of people on the stage and that cross-pollination, we'll see a lot more music on the stage for the time spent, if that makes sense.
And the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam is always a benefit for Habitat for Humanity. Well, it's a great cause, and it is something that people flock to from basically, I guess, all over the country and maybe even all over the world that come to this thing. So it's no surprise that it sells out, but it sold out in even quicker fashion this year. It's been going on for more than 20 years now and has become one of the jewels in the crown of the Asheville music scene and for the region. And it just seems to keep gaining momentum.
It does. You know, this year, they're with the usual cast of characters. Warren always brings some old friends along. Audley Freed, Jackie Green returning again. This year, we actually have a few regional folks. Jeff Sipe, for one, will be making an appearance, which will be a lot of fun. And a lot of folks are also excited about seeing Jimmy Herring return to the stage this year. I'm sure that Jimmy will be sitting in with any number of folks, bringing his guitar pyrotechnics to the fore.
Spacing well, of course
out.
Joe
Russo, I guess, is going to be sitting in as well. So,
and of course, you got the Government Mule.
And I believe that will be in various incarnations as well,
right,
correct?
You got some side projects of Government Mule that are going to be making it. So take your vitamins, because this is one of those things where you're going to not get very much sleep, especially for the jam itself, because that thing goes on all night.
It does tend to run very late, and it's a beautiful thing. People really enjoy the opportunity to see a show. I guess it's the entertainment dollar equation. There are very few events where you really feel like you're getting your money's worth out of the stage. The Christmas Jam, boy, you just, if you walk away disappointed from these things, you're a hard guy to please, because there's a lot of music coming off that stage in the course of an evening.
What do you think? Email us whatitis@wncw.org. Are you going to the pre-jam? Are you going to the jam? Let us know your thoughts, and we'll highlight your comments on our Friday edition of the show. For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Scotty Robertson. Until next time.